This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 28. Stubborn worshipers. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 18. Then 600 men of the Danites, armed for battle, set out for Zerah and Eshtaol. On their way, they set up camp near Kiriath-Jearim in Judah. This is why the place west of Kiriath-Jearim is called Mahana Dan to this day. For there they went on to the hill country of Ephraim and came to Micah's house. Then the five men, who had spied out the land of Laish, said to their fellow Danites, "Do you know that one of these houses has an ephod, some household gods and an image overlaid with silver? Now you know what to do." So they turned in there and went to the house of the young Levite at Micah's place and greeted him. The 600 Danites, armed for battle, stood at the entrance to the gate. The five men who had spied out the land went inside and took the idol, the ephod, and the household gods, while the priest and the 600 armed men stood at the entrance of the gate. When the five men went into Micah's house and took the idol, the ephod, and the household gods, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They answered him, "Be quiet, don't say a word. Come with us and be our father and priest. Isn't it better that you serve a tribe and clan in Israel as priest, rather than just one man's household?" The priest was very pleased. He took the ephod, the household gods, and the idol, and went along with the people, putting their little children, their livestock, and their possessions in front of them. They turned away and left. When they had gone some distance from Micah's house, the men who lived near Micah were called together and overtook the Danites. As they shouted after them, the Danites turned and said to Micah, "What's the matter with you that you called out your men to fight?" He replied, "You took the gods I made and my priest and went away. What else do I have? How can you ask, 'What's the matter with you?'" The Danites answered, "Don't argue with us, or some of the men may get angry and attack you, and you and your family will lose your lives." So the Danites went their way, and Micah, seeing that they were too strong for him, turned around and went back home. Then they took what Micah had made, and his priest, and went on to Laish, against the people at peace and secure. They attacked them with their sword and burned down their city. There was no one to rescue them, because they lived a long way from Sidon, and had no relationship with anyone else. The city was in a valley near Beth Rehob. The Danites rebuilt the city and settled there. They named it Dan after their ancestor Dan, who was born of Israel, though the city used to be called Laish. There, the Danites set up for themselves the idol, and Jonathan, son of Gershom, the son of Moses, and his sons were priests for the tribe of Dan until the time of the captivity of the land. They continued to use the idol Micah had made. All the time, the house of God was in Shiloh. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. Isaiah 53, verse 6. Isaiah's description here is an apt one for God's people. Sheep can be stubborn wanderers, always grazing where the grass looks greener. Not long after Israel came to the Promised Land, the tribe of Dan set up an idol for worship, stolen from Micah and Ephraim, along with Micah's priest, who is now identified as a grandson of Moses. Dan's stubborn idolatry seems to have lasted about 300 years. The people of Dan, like many others in Israel, ignored God's instructions to have no other gods and to make no images for worship. Even if they claimed they were committed to the God of Israel by having a priest, they were really just doing as their neighbors in the land of Canaan did. But surely, God would understand that worshiping outside the box was the creative thing to do, right? After all, isn't variety the spice of life? Spiced food may be good, but strangely spiced worship only defies and mocks the Lord. We do well to note that Hebrews 12, 28 and 29 remind us to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. It's good to remember that the Holy Spirit brought us into the fold of the Great Shepherd and that He daily nudges us to abandon our stubborn ways. Today, may we hear and listen to His voice. Pray with me. O Lord, help us not to grieve Your Holy Spirit. May we honor You not only in worship today, but in all we do each day of the week. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.